first thing you need to think about when you want to keep chickens is how much space you've got, how much space you can allocate in your garden. If you're going to keep them in a garden at all, whether they're going on allotment, whether they're going into school, where you're going to put them. The next thing to think about is how many you want, what are the things you need to keep them really, so all the food, bedding, accessories. You need at least 1 metre square per hen for a run. I always say the more space you can give them, the better, really. They can never have enough space, but certainly 1 metre square as a minimum. In terms of how many hens to get, odd numbers are always better than even numbers, so at least three, because if you have two hens and something happens to one hen, then you're left with one lonely hen.
And what do you have to consider in terms of the space? So you've got your space, but then you need to pen them in.
They need to be secure. They need to be secure from predators such as foxes, birds of prey, that sort of thing. Unfortunately, this time of year being winter, I have a lot of customers that are coming in to get replacement hens because Mr. Fox has been out, unfortunately. So if you have a nice secure run with a roof on, with some sides possibly dug down into the ground, it sounds a lot more complicated than it is. You can buy them online ready-made. You can buy panels to create a walk-in run. It is worth investing in your setup initially to get it right so you don't have the problem and the heartache of the fox afterwards. They need to be protected from the wind as much as possible, and they need to have obviously access to sunlight as well as some shade.
So they've got their pen, they've got their coop, yep. They've got they're safe from Mr. Fox.
Yep.
Feeding wise?
Feeding's really easy nowadays. Back in the day, everybody used to give their hens corn. Things have moved on from them really, and corn is a little bit like chocolate, so you will get fat hens that aren't very productive if you do that. You can buy specially pre-formulated food for them, but legally they're not supposed to be fed anything that's been in your kitchen, through your kitchen.
Can we go meet them?
Yeah, of course. Normally have at least a couple of hundred in stock, then when the stocks run down we restock. So at the moment we've probably got about 150 hens here at the moment. Come sort of March time, the levels will pick up, and I'll be sort of turning over about 300 chickens a month really in terms of sales. This sort of space, 12 foot by 18 foot, I would say is a good space for, I don't know, between 10 and 12 hens permanently. The hens that are here with me obviously don't live here very long before they go on to their new home, so it's okay.
And how many eggs do they return for you?
Average hybrid, which is what we're looking at here, which is a cross between two pure breed chickens, will lay an average of between 300 and 340 eggs a year in their first couple of years. So they barely miss a day, really. They might have the odd Sunday off, but other than that, yeah, an egg a day.
And you mentioned the hybrid, so you've got pure breeds, hybrids.
That's right, pure breeds and hybrids. A hybrid is what most people tend to buy because they are the most productive in terms of eggs, and they are the friendliest of hens. They are, for want of a better expression, they're a bit like a mongrel chicken, a cross between two other breeds, whereas your pure breed chickens are a bit more expensive, they're a bit less productive, they're a bit more sought after. They tend to lay sort of fancy coloured eggs, so blue eggs and chocolate eggs and that sort of thing, and that's why people buy them, because they're more of a pedigree hen.
You're talking about the colour chocolate, right?
Yes.
Does the colour affect taste?
No, not really. I don't think so. Some people say that the blue eggs have less cholesterol in them, but I think that's a theory, really.
And what about when you want to go on holiday? What do you do with your hens?
Yeah, that is a good question. It is something that people need to think about when they buy hens. Obviously, you need to look after your hens every day. They will need letting out. They will need feeding. So here at Warwickshire Chicken Coop, we do run a hen hotel or a boarding service. Failing that, you know, you've got a neighbour to rely on, you might have friends and family to rely on, but you can't just leave them for a week at a time to look after themselves.
So how long can you leave them for?
As I said, it's best to go in to make sure somebody checks on them every day, but as long as they're safe from the predators, they've got enough food and water to last them, I would say if you're going away on a Saturday and you're back on a Sunday, that's okay.
What are your top tips?
Start off as you mean to go on. Don't sort of go into it, oh, I think I might like some hens, and do it half-heartedly. Go the full whack if you think you want to do it, because it will save you money, time and effort in the long run. Go for a nice mixture of hens, different colours, they lay different eggs. And without sounding cheesy, remember that a hen is for life.